Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're going into the year 2020, it just shocks you that we would be having a headline about somebody getting their butt smacked. But we do. Okay? Something that has been going on since caveman days is now at the focus of a legal debate whether somebody should basically be charged criminally if they smack your butt. Okay? I don't want to say the A word. Let's just call it sissy. And what kind of brought this latest debate into focus is a female reporter. I really feel bad for her. She's doing a live shot covering a Georgia marathon. And some guy, his name is Thomas Calloway, comes up behind her. And when you watch this, you're just like, creep, your creep radar just comes up and kind of does the overbite. I don't know what he did. And then he smacks her butt and you're like, oh my God, I can't look at it. You see her shock. She handles it well, but remember it's a live shot. So she has to, rather than calling him every name in the book that she wants to, or running him down and beating him with her mic, which is something I might have wanted to do, she has to basically save face and go on, and the show must go on and do her job. And from what I understand, didn't see the whole tape, but, you know, she handled it as well as she could. This is Alex Bozarjan. And I've heard people talk about this going, oh, man, she's going to now press charges. And I thought maybe we need to kind of talk about this, okay? I mean, having been a subject of butt smacking multiple times in my life or career, I hate it, okay? Women hate it. I get that during periods of play, okay, certain spanking activities might be well received, okay, in the bedroom, shall we say. But outside, when you are trying to do your job, when you don't know who the hell this person is, them going into your space, not only going into your space, but touching something private, it's wrong. It's wrong. And nobody likes their butt getting smacked. And it hurts sometimes. Yeah, and I don't want my IUD falling out. Okay? I mean, sometimes people smack you with such force. And I hate the grab. I hate the grab. There's somebody. Oh, my gosh, this person drives me crazy. Every time he sees me, he takes his hand, and it's like, I mean, just, and mind you, okay, I got a butt, and it's in the way, and sometimes it just accidentally hits people, I get that, but this is where, I mean, it is strategy and target, and, you know, and I don't understand why some people out there think that that's welcomed, okay, it's not, and so then why do people do it? Why would a guy... And I don't mean to, I'm sure girls smack other girls' butts, but why would a guy, right, smack a girl's butt and think that that is going to be a mating call? Okay? I mean, women think you're a jerk. They want to go around and smack you in the, you know, cojones, and, you know, they want to tell everybody else you're a jerk, and then we want to spill our coffee on you. Or, I mean, that would happen when I waited tables. That would happen all the time. And I wanted to purposely drop their food on them, you know? But they would do it when we didn't have the food, or we didn't have the drinks, or we didn't have the coffee. And it's frustrating. So, you know, I wrote an article about the psychology of grabbing a woman's butt. People like round things. They like round, you know, bouncy, soft things. That's why, you know, so many people are depressed. And, you know, when somebody wants to, I guess, out in the wild, start to incite a intimate relationship, sometimes touching the behind is less intrusive than touching the face. And you can't get bit. Okay, see, this whole idea of grabbing the butts is very, very primitive. We were just talking about humans being animals. I talk about that a lot. It's very primitive because if you, well, you know what? I do that to my cats and dogs, too. When my dog is sitting there and they're asleep, I'll tickle tummy or I'll tickle tushy. But if I feel, if I go up to their mouth, I could get bit. Well, same thing in caveman days. You know, if there was a woman and she wasn't looking at you and you touched her butt, that was, I guess, a sign that you want to mate. But, you know, the idea of, well, I'm going to stroke your neck and I'm going to give you a massage or I'm going to whatever. No, 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 that didn't work because she could turn around and bite. So it's this human, and yeah, humans used to bite. We don't do it as much anymore. We're not allowed to. You'll see kids get in trouble for biting at school. And you're like, well, they're like little puppies. You know, there's biters. Kids are biters. Well, again, because we're animals, primitively. So the question now is if somebody in 2020 touches your butt, should you press charges? People say, well, it's not the breast, and it's not the vagina. So, you know, no, but they're still touching you. You know, I mean, well, this is what I think. Rather than making somebody go to jail or whatever, I think I like eye for an eye. And if you're publicly humiliated, I think they should be publicly humiliated. Now, how would you equate that? Maybe having a guy, I guess, have to pull down his pants and, you know, anybody in the office, if this happens in the office, gets to smack his butt. The problem is everybody's going to decline. I don't know. Maybe use his butt as a pinata. I don't know. But if you know, women have never been able to get that back. If somebody touches you, they have that forever. They touched you. For any of us that have ever been assaulted, it's so frustrating because you're like, they get to stay or they get to, in their mind, have that one over you. And you can't assault them back. It doesn't work that way. So you're like, how do I, you know, feel I got them? Well, to me, getting butt smacked or grabbed and, you know, with all the times that it's happened to me, it's the embarrassment thing. So I think the punishment should be something very embarrassing. Now, this guy has apologized. You know, he's got kids. He's now, his name is all over the place. So he is getting burned for this. But I don't know. You know, I wouldn't do jail time, but I do think something has to happen because I think a lot of us are done with being assaulted, embarrassed, ridiculed, and, you know, touch 1-877, Dr. Allie, don't go away.
Hey, guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, as many of you know, I'm doing telemedicine. And so I see patients in multiple states. I have licenses in multiple states where I can see patients online and help direct them where they need to go and sometimes treat certain things. But for the most part, I give medical advice, okay? Kind of like what I do on air when, you know, I actually answer your questions and calls about medical issues, which, by the way, you can call anytime, 1-877-DOC-DELI, 1-877-362-3254. But the funny thing is, if you asked me this last week what the number one phone call had to do with, it wasn't flu. It was a stomach bug. And I'm hearing that throughout parts of the country, we are having, quote-unquote, stomach flu outbreaks. We're not talking respiratory flu, but stomach flu. And in Washington State, over 100 students got sick. And I'm hearing, you know, schools have had to close in multiple areas because of norovirus outbreaks. So in Seattle, Seattle Public Schools had to tweet that Leshy Elementary is going to be closed today for cleaning because of the stomach flu outbreak. Over 100 students and staff reported being sick. There have not been other reports of greater than normal numbers of cases of illness in any other school in the district, but in that particular school, there was. And, I mean, that does make sense, you know, when one kid has it and they touch a wall or they touch something and somebody else touches it and touches their mouth, you know, and we see these things on cruise ships. We see these things in areas where people have to kind of huddle in close quarters because it's cold outside or there's weather or they have to, you know, be in school. Vancouver Public Schools also reported dozens of kids out sick. And so what do these schools do? Well, they have to clean, they have to disinfect, they have to send letters to parents. If their kid has diarrhea or is vomiting, do not send them to school. The Columbian reports at Harry S. Truman Elementary School, 72 of the school's 520 students were out. But this one was the regular flu, fever, cough, flu-like symptoms. So with this viral gastroenteritis, the norovirus, not the typical seasonal flu, but they call it the stomach flu, you get vomiting, diarrhea, you could get fever, you could get abdominal cramps, fatigue. And so we usually don't want you sending your kids back to school unless, or you go back to work until you've been good for about a full 24 hours. We also want to make sure you've been able to kind of replenish your fluids. When somebody is vomiting and having diarrhea, they can't get their fluids in them. And so sending your kids to school dehydrated is no help. And I know it's frustrating, you know, having to miss work. But I got to tell you, one thing that I really, really will give kudos to a lot of these employers now is it sounds like a lot of people get to work from home. That's another thing I'm picking up on. You know, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, but because I have multiple state licenses, I get to take care of patients in multiple areas. So I kind of get a little better feel of what's going around the country. And when I say, look, you know, I want you off work, do you need a work note? People are like, no, I get to work from home. I get to work from home. No, my boss has me work from home. So that's fantastic. Because then if your kid is sick and you have to work from home, at least you could be there with your kid. I mean, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, and all these other decades, if your kid is sick, you're stuck. I mean, you have to go to work. And then who takes care of your kid? So luckily we're improving in that respect. And what's going to be nice about that is if parents don't have that fear that they're going to lose their job because their kid is sick and they have to keep their kid home, they're not going to send their kid to school sick. Or they aren't going to go to work sick if they're able to work from home. And, you know, we might be able to start curbing some of these infectious diseases as we're able to do more from home. Again, I don't want people completely avoiding others, but, you know, something like this, it spreads like wildfire. And there's a lot of debate on how people are getting these noroviruses or these viral gastroenteritis because people say, look, it's oral fecal route, right? If I actually get somebody's, you know, fecal remnants in, you know, into my mouth, I'll get sick and I don't do that. People say, but look, I wash my hands, you know, I eat from clean utensils. Unless a utensil was wiped on somebody's butt, how am I getting it? So there's a few theories for that. You know, one that people are entertaining is that these viruses might be actually more, you know, easily transmissible than people think. And I'm not saying airborne, but maybe when somebody talks by, you know, droplet transmission, you know, they're able to spread it. And so that could be, you know, but not a lot of people do a lot of close talking and talk to people who could be spitting on them. You know, but it is a thought because, boy, when somebody gets it, these things spread faster than flu. I've never seen anything spread as fast as these stomach bugs, like on cruise ships and stuff. So you kind of wonder if maybe there is some other means of transmission than oral fecal. But probably what's most likely happening is somebody touched something and we touch our faces or we touch our mouths. And you know, you might say, oh, I never touch my mouth. I'm one of those people that'll say, I never touch my mouth. Yet I am sure that people have caught me sit there and bite on my nail. I bite my nails. I have my nails in my mouth. So there we go. If my nail touched something, I'm going to get it. So I'll keep you guys posted, but I found that fascinating that I expected to write. I think I wrote, so I probably saw a few hundred patients this last week. I think I only wrote a few Tamiflus, but I had to write a crap load of nausea medicine. So that's what's going around. How to prevent it? Make sure you wash your hands. Try to make your own meals, okay, just in case you're picking this up at a restaurant. And if anybody is sick or vomiting or throwing up, stay away from them. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is pretty freaky. So remember the Jersey City shooting that happened a couple days ago at a store? Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop said it's his opinion that the shooters who had killed a police officer and three civilians were not actually targeting the store, but were planning on killing kids at the yeshiva, a religious school next door. Mayor said, my opinion is that as more info comes in, it'll become increasingly clear that the target was the 50 children at the yeshiva that were attached to that store. The mayor wrote in Twitter, we will never know 100%, but the doorway to the yeshiva was 3 feet away. And it seems he goes in that direction first. So David Anderson, 47 years old, and Francine Graham, 50 years old, shot and killed a Jersey police detective at a nearby cemetery before traveling in a van to the grocery store on Martin Luther King Drive. Then they gunned down two Orthodox Jews as well as an employee. A fourth person was able to escape. Two police officers were injured as they exchanged gunfire for more than 3 hours. Jersey City Public Safety Director James Shea agreed that the shooters planned to cause additional harm. They said everything about it is consistent with the notion that they didn't intend to harm only four people. They had a larger plan. They had a bunch of guns, ammunition, explosive devices. So they planned to do a lot more damage than we allowed them to. The actions of those officers saved lives. And thank God they were nearby. I think they were about a block away. Attorney General Guber Grewal said the shooter's attack was motivated by hate and possibly an act of domestic terrorism. The shooters expressed interest in hate groups and identified as Black Hebrew Israelites, who I don't believe usually identify as with hate groups, but they had written here in hate groups such as, and I think that's a typo. Investigators said it appears they acted alone and not as part of any organization. So, just tragic. And I right now you see the store boarded up. The yeshiva, I believe, is closed temporarily. But, they could have killed a bunch of kids. I mean, it's a shame who they, they killed an officer. They killed a deputy. They killed, religious people that were in that store, buying foods. Because, when you do keep kosher, you have very, very strict rules. And you need to a lot of times go to kosher, kosher facilities in order to get your food, but that could have been way, way worse. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there is a, let me see here. I apologize. It looks like we're coming up. We're going to, we come back, there was a child that died of mono. And people have been kind of freaked out about this because mono doesn't usually kill. You get a sore throat, you get fatigue, you feel really, really sick. Well, we'll tell you what happened with her, and it was not easy. We're also going to talk about anti-vaping laws. Could they do more harm than good? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
Your article is agreed to. The resolution is amended as ordered, reported favorably to the House.
And with that vote out of the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, the full House of Representatives will now have a chance to impeach President Trump next week. President Trump at the White House reacting to the vote.
It's a scam. It's something that shouldn't be allowed. And it's a very bad thing for our country, and you're trivializing impeachment. And I tell you what, someday there'll be a Democrat president, and there'll be a Republican House, and I suspect they're going to remember it. Because when you use impeachment for absolutely nothing other than to try and get political gain.
China's vice commerce minister says they've agreed to a phase one trade deal with the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Get all your gifts at Banana Republic Factory. Take 50 to 70% off everything. Shop sweaters from $19.99 and scarves from $9.99. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance in stores. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join, I'm a member, my children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when I was in medical school, it was my first year. I got this sore throat, but it really wasn't a bad sore throat, but it was a real pain in the butt. And I go to the doctor, and that was, you know, the good old days where they give you an antibiotic for a sore throat. So I took the antibiotic, and I don't know, didn't really do much with the sore throat. And then I was with my friends, we're at the mall, and I'm like, I have to sit down. I'm like, what are you talking about? I go, I don't know, I just have to sit down. And I was just kind of tired, and I felt kind of weak. And we didn't really know what was going on, but I still kept going to class, because it's medical school, you couldn't miss class. And then I got this big, huge gland in my neck. It just came up. And I'm like, is it cancer? Is it, what is it? So my roommate, who was a second year medical student, had said, I think you have mono. And he opened up the book and we're looking, I go, really, mono? So I go back to the doctor, the student health center, have them do a test and it comes up negative. So then I call my mom. And my mom's like, oh, hell hell no. You're going to come down here? What the hell's going on? Really, you're sick? And you go, oh, my God, you're going to see my doctor. So I come down. I go and I see her doctor. For some reason, he had me take off my shirt and my bra and was, you know, feeling around the breasts and lymph nodes and all that. I still don't understand why I couldn't have worn a bra during all that. But whatever. But I was grateful to this doctor because he re-ran the mono test and it turned out to be positive. And I'm like, well, how did that happen? And they go, well, I guess, you know, sometimes the test is, you know, sometimes it takes a while for the test to come up positive. And he said, I might be at higher risk later for non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I'm like, thank you. But just rest, fluids, whatever. Well, I drove myself, by the way, I drove myself down from Reno to Vegas at the time. And I remember telling myself I was so tired, I could just close my eyes a little bit because there's no cars. That's how weak and tired I was. I was telling myself I could sleep a little bit in the car. When people say, how do people fall asleep at the wheel? The only time that has ever happened to me where I wanted to was when I had mono. And it's crazy how your mind doesn't think clearly. So I drove myself back. I don't ask. That was wrong. I probably should have flown. But I was feeling better knowing now I know what I had. And I think I drank a lot of soda pop for caffeine. And I went back to school. So I only took off really a week of school. I felt horrible, but I got through it, and thank God I was fine. Well, I was the lucky one. There's a Florida teen, 17 years old, Ariana Rae Delphs, who died from this. This was about 3 weeks ago. And they think what happened is it caused swelling of the brain and a stroke in her condition. Now, they call mononucleosis the kissing disease. And I don't think they should. It's caused by the Epstein-Barr virus. And it's spread by, respiratory droplet, meaning, you know, mouth secretions. And so it was called the kissing disease because years ago, teenagers, college students would get it. And what do teenagers and college students do? Well, they, you know, Mac, right? So they called it the kissing disease. Yeah, what was interesting is my boyfriend at the time and my best friend, who we would share cups and whatever, didn't get it. None of my best friends got it. So I think you get exposed to Epstein-Barr virus as a kid, and then it comes out when you're stressed or when you're a certain age. And I was in my young 20s at the time, and that's why I came down with mono. So, but they still call it the kissing disease, and oh well. But unfortunately for her, she had had like a headache. And her parents took her to the doctor. They ran a mono test, and it was negative. But her symptoms continued to worsen. She would throw up constantly. So whenever you have a child that's throwing up, don't just call it the stomach bug. Sometimes vomiting could be an infection of the brain. And then she felt like her legs were giving out. She tried to use the restroom, but she couldn't feel her legs. So then doctors suspected that the 17-year-old was suffering a stroke. She was airlifted to a hospital in Jacksonville, Florida. She was slurring her words, talking gibberish, and then she finally got a diagnosis of mono, the Epstein-Barr virus. But her brain had swelled to the point that it couldn't properly function. She also suffered irreversible brain damage. And then the father said they unfortunately had to let her go. So now they're speaking out, trying to remind everybody that, you know, mono is not just a simple disease, and it could unfortunately cause very, very significant sequelae. And it's a shame that something like this had to happen. And all she did was be a teenager, you know, and go to school. And, you know, she was a good girl. And it's crushing to see something like this happen. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. There's a Christmas tree shortage. We are hearing that supplies are starting to get short. And if you haven't gotten your Christmas tree yet, you might have to pay a lot. So I'm looking at this article right now from ABC7. I believe this comes from West Virginia. And customers searching for the perfect tree will usually go to Sandy Parsons, and then they have to keep walking because Parsons never got her order for 350 trees from a North Carolina farm. Supplies were short. So she was shipped some smaller ones, maybe some Charlie Brown ones. So she kind of mixed it in with her, you know, taller trees, but they paled in comparison to the competitors. And she says, this has been the worst season yet. We lost a lot of money by that. It sets you back 2 to 3 years. So they say Christmas tree supplies are tight again this year across the U.S., depending on the location of the seller. The industry is still bouncing back from the Great Recession, trying to win people back from a shift towards artificial trees when times were tough. Well, also, we have a lot of concerns about cutting down trees, you know, in terms of environment. And I love Christmas trees, and I think the real pine is amazing. But a lot of people are going for artificial because then they don't have to keep buying a new tree each year. And the cleanup, etc. So industry officials say not to worry. Anyone who wants a last-minute tree should be able to find one. It's going to take more searching, and maybe you aren't going to get the fanciest tree. There's ways to really spruce up a smaller tree, still make it look good, but be prepared that you may have to pay more. The best advice, according to Amy Starr, executive director of the Michigan Tree Association, is to shop early. Apparently, Ms. Parsons has been in the business for 42 years as a seasonal seller of flowers, produce, pumpkins, and this year was just able to sell 32 Christmas trees. I can't tell you how many I did buy, 350. And luckily was able to sell a bunch of wreaths. So, you know, who knew that there was this? I knew there was a Christmas tree industry. You would think it's one of the, should be one of the biggest industries out there, right? Because everybody celebrates Christmas. Well, not everybody, but I mean, a lot of people celebrate Christmas, and you know, it's such a big holiday for this, you know, and, you know, when you have, you know, most homes want to have a Christmas tree, but it's not like that. And then when you have people not, you know, able to supply, they say an oversupply of trees about a decade ago caused a domino effect. Subsequently, fewer trees were cut down, which meant not as many seedlings were planted to replace them. Plus, hot, dry weather also took its toll. I don't know if they get a lot of trees from Northern California, but I'm sure the fires mess with that. Larry Smith, who has been selling Fraser Firs on the same lot in North Carolina for 40 years, is a second-generation Christmas tree farmer. And they said there's also been a labor shortage because you don't have a lot of adult children wanting to be in the Christmas tree business. So who knew? Oregon. Oregon has the highest annual production of Christmas trees, followed by North Carolina and Michigan. They said in Oregon, some tree farms comprise thousands of acres. Apparently, Kerchem farm owner Cher Tollefson in Oregon City closed her 100-acre business this holiday season for the first time in nearly three decades. Why? Citing lack of trees. Our trees needed a year to grow. You know, that's happening in the marijuana industry. We're hearing that a lot of marijuana farms can't grow the marijuana fast enough for the use. They say the number of Christmas tree farms fell 3% between 2012 and 2017. They said the real tree last year cost $78 on average. But then again, I mean, it makes the home. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So as we're looking at these vaping injuries and this EVOLI that has now killed about, how many people are we at now? 40-some people that have had EVOLI or electronic cigarette or vaping-associated lung injury. People are asking, okay, is it Juul? Which brand is it? And the CDC started to identify that many of these people who were suffering these lung injuries from vaping were, you know, smoking THC oil, and the vitamin E acetate might be the culprit. But not everybody, though. Some of them, you know, it's not 100%. And we really haven't heard of which brand seems to be the biggest culprit. Well, according to The Verge, they said that THC-containing vaping products sold under the name Dank Vapes appear to be the most common brand associated with vaping-related injuries. However, there are regional differences in the brands, associated with injury and hospitalization, and officials say not one single brand is likely responsible for the outbreak of injuries. And again, they have to be very, very careful because, again, you know, people already have their knives and pitchforks ready to sue Juul. And, you know, Juul's like, well, wait a second, we don't know who's, you know, what are they vaping? You know, it can't be our products. So as of December 23rd, 2,200 patients have been hospitalized with vaping-related injuries. Only 1,700 of those patients provided information on the products they used. Of that group, 80% reported using vaping products that contain THC at some point within the 3 months of them getting sick. Now, they say the number of cases reported each week has declined since the middle of September. That's good because we did blast all over the news, you know. People have been kind of trying to get people off vaping, and when I do find a patient that vapes, I'm like, are you cutting back? They're like, yes, I am. And patients hospitalized with EVOLI reported using 152 different types of THC-containing products. But Dank vapes were used by 56% of the patients that provided that information. Other brands were SmartCart. They, I guess, comprised about 24% of those hospitalized in the West, but only 6% of those in the Northeast. Brand TKO was reportedly used by 29% of people hospitalized in the West, but 2% in the South. Other common brands were Rove, Kingpen, and Cookie. So according to Dr. Matt Lozier, Epidemic Services Officer with the CDC and author of this new report, says by understanding what THC-containing brands EVOLI patients are using, we can then prioritize our product testing to look for chemicals or concern in those products. So again, the big focus right now is this vitamin E acetate. Excuse me. So product testing by the FDA found that this vitamin E acetate was in 76% of the THC-containing products that patients reported they used when they were hospitalized with EVOLI. Why? Well, it can coat, damage the lung, kind of goop it up. It's kind of oily. But not all THC products have this vitamin E acetate, and some people who were hospitalized with EVOLI weren't even smoking THC. So we're still trying to figure out what's going on. Plus, all this information is only by interviews. So if somebody's mom was next to them, and they're afraid of their mom, and they said, I don't know, I just borrowed my friend's vape pen, you're not going to get the whole story. So this was kind of significant because, again, people are ready to sue Juul and sue a company, and they just can't yet until they figure out exactly what, you know, people are smoking. And, you know, if somebody is using these, putting whatever cartridge they want to into a certain pen, then do we sue the cartridge maker? You know, so it's going to be tricky, but trust me, the lawsuits are coming. So now comes the debate that if we are now cracking down on vaping, is that going to do more harm than good? All right. According to the Wired, they suggest that banning vaping might drive teens to the black market and send adult smokers back to their, quote, cancer sticks. Yep, 48 people have died from EVOLI, 2,200 people sickened. San Francisco has already banned e-cig sales. Massachusetts has outlawed e-cigs. So, you know, when this was happening, as a doctor, I'm like, you know what? Nobody should be smoking or putting anything into their lungs. I'm okay with it. As a citizen, though, I have to admit, I did start to scratch my head a little bit, going, okay, now wait a second here. You know, we do need to kind of, you know, take a look and see what we're actually doing. I mean, we're basically starting a prohibition when we have other things out there causing more deaths to kids. So, you know, we have laws where kids aren't supposed to touch e-cigs, just like we have laws that kids aren't supposed to touch alcohol. Does this mean we're going to start banning alcohol? Are we going to start banning flavored alcohol? Alcohol kills more kids than vaping. And so we need to be very, very cautious about how we go on legal rampages, because then arguments are going to be made for a whole variety of things that we use. There's prohibitions against vaping products in Michigan, Rhode Island, and New York. They say the laws apply to nicotine e-cigs only, but this might not be so much the typical nicotine e-cig like Juul. This might be, you know, people putting THC oil in them when they're not supposed to, or bootleg sort of brands. So, some public health experts are concerned that this is going to push people back to regular cigarettes. They say we might be depriving millions of adult smokers for a safer alternative. They call for policies that are cautious and not alarmist. So, you know, I've been torn when patients would tell me, look, you know, I got off smoking because I vape. I say to them, how long are you going to vape for? They go, well, I can't get off the vaping. So maybe vaping is safer than tobacco, but it's not safe. You know, there was an opinion piece by author Amy Fairchild, dean of Ohio State University's College of Public Health. She says e-cigs are a form of harm reduction, just like the 1980s exchange programs that allowed drug users to swap dirty needles for clean ones. At the time, critics worried that providing free needles would endorse drug use or make it easier for children to get hooked. The end result, though, was they found infection rates drop precipitously, and they were able to kind of start to curb some of the HIV. Cigarettes kill 500,000 Americans a year. CDC estimates the smoking costs the U.S. more than $300 billion. So, e-cigs aren't harmless. They still contain nicotine, are addictive. But are we saving more lives with e-cigs out there? See, I would say let's just start pushing non-inhaled ways to get people off smoking. Or let's try to deal with what the real issue is. People get addicted to things. I'm addicted to sugar and carbs. You might be addicted to alcohol or gambling or sex or whatever. But we all kind of seem to have a little go-to. And for many people, it's nicotine. And we've done great, you know, steps in terms of, you know, cutting back on smoking. And vaping gets credit for that, a lot of it. But now when we start to outlaw vaping, now what? So I'm not a big fan of vaping products. And like I said, as a doctor, I'm probably going to pass on this fight when it comes to, you know, states wanting to outlaw vaping products and vape pens and things like that. But I do have to call it like it is. We still don't know the science behind it. We don't know how bad they are. And when you have, you know, cigarettes still being sold, but vaping products not, you do start to wonder about the logic behind that. And then we worry that our state's going to say, well, we're just going to outlaw all of it. No smoking, no drinking, no nothing. And then, all right, well, now are we starting to get, you know, have our rights trampled? So, you know, what we need to do as a society is figure out how to get kids not to, you know, smoke and vape and mess around and hang out at the park. My guess is give them jobs. 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.